Do a sound check for us to say something.
Say something.
Louder.
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 Louder. Oh. Louder. So, like, the stoner girl in Friday the 13th, she needs to be louder when they're having sex. Because Cheech is not happy because he heard fucking oversexed couple being real loud.
All right, ring us in, Richard.
Okay, well, it's another Monday, which means we watched another shitty movie, and we're going to talk about it because that's what we do. That's what our lives are at.
Yes,
right now.
Yes. This is Pod the 13th, Friday the 13th, Part 3.
Oh, Christ.
We have Kelly Mack here on the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Not nearly as famous as Skylar White.
Oh, no. Not even by a long shot.
We had someone named Skylar last time. So.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's a joke.
I was like, I don't... I mean,
it's
I'm never going to hold a flame to
listen
Anna
to the
Gunn.
Show.
Oh, God.
Well, that hasn't even been on yet, so that's fine.
Yeah, so...
Oh, that's... Yeah, that makes...
Wow,
that's
jumped
on
my throat. Why don't I just...
Sorry.
Why don't you just get mad at the ending of True Detective I have not yet seen?
Oh, it's so good.
The show's not over yet, though. It's like in its...
No, it's two more episodes and it's done.
What?
So it's...
I thought it...
It's two more episodes.
I thought it was like 13 episodes.
No, it's only eight.
No, eight.
Oh,
only
God,
eight.
God, HBO will get you good. You're hooked,
oh,
and then
they
just
did.
Pull the rug out from underneath you.
McConaughey and Harrelson
is
enough time.
I mean, but I guess it makes sense, though, because, like, I don't know where... I was like, God, how are they going to drag this out for 13 episodes? This is bonkers, but now it all makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, eight seems fine.
Eight is great.
No,
yeah.
It's pretty compact. Yeah,
eight
it's
great.
Good shit. Unlike this movie, which was just shit.
Mm. Oh, absolutely.
Big, heaping, steaming pile of shit. Like,
but did you like the fact that Jeffrey Ross was in this movie?
Oh, God. Shelley? I'm sorry. What is that even short for? I'm just furious on so many levels with that character.
His parents just want to insult him with a terrible name.
But
I'm the goofy guy that makes everybody laugh with my stupid practical jokes. Ooh, I can't touch boobies.
I'm not an asshole. I'm an actor.
Same thing.
But so fucking true. Like, I honestly want to say that to like 100 people off the top of my head right now.
List them all right now. Go.
We don't have time for that. We got to stick to the shit here.
Okay.
Real
right.
Shit.
So you're talking about the beginning. First of all, there's like 10 minutes recap of part two, in case you don't
know
what
happened.
Because
I got a lot of time to fill, you know?
It's only a 90-minute movie. So, and it's 3D. So the first thing you see is 3D are the credits. They just pop out.
It's a Superman font.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I felt like I was getting dick slapped by the credits. Like, I was like, oh, it's starring this person and that person.
You got,
this guy directed
you got
it.
Dick, lots of dick slapping.
You got dick slapped by Jason Voorhees' big fat retard dong.
I mean, there's no way that giant asshole clamoring around has a small penis. There's no way in hell.
Oh, absolutely not.
It's like,
no
fucking way.
He wants people to recognize his schlong, so he has to kill them. He just doesn't understand.
Oh, yeah. No, I think anyone, like, did all those people, it, like, imply that he has a small dick? Because he seems like he's, like, got some real rage.
At last year's summer camp, that happened.
I'm a grower.
They called him Little Dick Voorhees.
Baby.
At his Jewish camp.
Baby Dick Voorhees.
Baby Dick. Stop calling me that. I'm going to go swimming. Go swim, Baby Dick.
I don't have a little penis, you guys. I'm well tall. God damn
I'm
it.
A grower, not a shower.
You don't even know what that means.
It swinks in water.
Mommy says it's big.
Oh, God.
She won't buy me a pool noodle because she says when I have one attached to me already.
Wow.
So
big old dummy retard Jason.
So, all right, the people at the beginning are complaining because the railroad train.
Oh,
yeah.
Worse.
Oh, yes. My God. Okay, sorry. First of all, that chick is no older than 26 years old. She
That's
has
being
a,
in her,
generous.
But she's wearing curlers. She's old, and she's an old maid who's got cobwebs in her
vagina. She crochets. I mean, she's definitely old. But I'm wondering, like, she has these curlers in. Where the fuck is she going? Like, is she...
to the train station, obviously.
Where is it, though? Oh, my God.
right behind where she's getting her clothes at night, where she's drying them.
I mean,
at 3 a.m.
Here's the thing. She's like, I worked all day washing these clothes for you, and this is how you muss them up, you big dummy. I'm like, listen, bitch, you've had those clothes out there for a day and a half. Like, just leave them. They're already probably damp from the evening's mist. Like, what is wrong with you?
Easily.
And then, like, she's nagging her husband, who, why the fuck is he eating all of this produce? Why is he selling produce that a rabbit is sitting and probably shitting in or near, like, all this
food? Oh, no, there's no sanitation at all in this movie.
But then he's totally fine eating that food, and I'm just like, gross, man. And then she's...
Well, I loved how he opened up the OJ and was drinking the OJ right from the shelf. Not even refrigerated.
Nope.
It was just right there on the shelf next to the donuts.
I mean, because why not? Just drink it down. And someone's going to go in and be like, hey, the seal is broken, and this is, like, got 1/8.
Half empty.
Like, the actual contents are in here. So, like, am I supposed
to... I don't even think, you know what? Jason Voorhees did not kill that couple. It was just an angry driver. Who was hungry? He bought some, you know, produce from there, and he found rabbit shit all over it, and a half-drinking.
Well, you never see
who
does it, so it's possible.
It is quite possible. Yeah. Like,
it's a trick.
Oh, you sold me some bad grapes, and you know what? I'm gonna fuck you both up for it. I'm coming at you.
I'm coming at you with a machete, or not a machete, a meat cleaver.
God, where are all these coming from? But then, like. This 20-something-year-old wife, the old biddy, supposed to believe, is like, hey, Clarence, you're supposed to be watching your weight. And I'm like, I'm sorry, this guy looks like not that fat.
Yeah, maybe like 5-10 pounds overweight. Yeah. He's got a little bit of a
He's
chunk.
Got a heart problem. There's a difference.
Is it a heart problem? I thought it was like.
I think she says, you got a heart condition, Harold.
Oh, that was a weight condition, Harold.
It could have been.
I thought it was weight.
It could have been that.
We've seen it recently, Richard.
I mean.
No, yeah, exactly. I saw this like 3 weeks ago.
Well, I'm sorry. I watched it.
The experts are here, so.
We're here to school you.
And I fast-forwarded, so there you go. Mm.
I mean, chatted over, like, Facebooked during, sure. But yeah. I think I got more
fell
than
fell asleep
just
during?
Just a slight dose.
Did you fall asleep during Friday 13th 3D?
No. I was too busy getting smacked in the face with the fucking credits and, like, a pool cue and anything else. A baseball bat.
Oh yes.
The every single weapon of death has to be right in the camera, in your face, because you know it's 3D magically. Ugh. It's such a cheesy, cheap effect in this movie. It's not even funny.
Yeah, it's pretty outrageous, like in all of the worst ways. But like,
it's worse than Spy Kids 3D.
I think the popcorn was like the worst.
Oh.
That stone guys.
The eye. No, the
eye. Yeah, that's bad.
Eyeball.
Oh, that's true.
With the old man sleeping on the ground. He goes, I found a dead body, and here's the eye.
Ugh.
And he, like, pops the eye.
Well,
so
later
terrible.
The guy's head gets squished together and the eye pops out.
We've got two
that's
eyeball
true.
Gags.
So,
yeah.
Pick your eye gag.
I mean.
Richard, please.
Yes,
be clear.
Exactly.
Be clear.
There's...
Yes, I'm sorry. This,
so many
this is at the beginning of the movie where they find Jack Kerouac on the side of the road.
Literary reference, Richard. This is lying here. Please. Different
Dean
podcast.
Moriarty left me here on the side of the road. I don't know why everyone's got that crickety old voice, but that's
no.
Why not?
Well,
I,
Richard only has one voice for everything, so it's fine.
Well, good. I'm in good company then. The expectations
Robert
are
Forrester.
Robert Forrester stops by.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't know who the fuck that is, but
it's
the
fine.
Impression is dead on.
It is.
It's so spot on.
So now we come to the part where we meet everybody. They come in the van.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Which is the worst.
It's the worst. It's like, oh great, here's the sex-crazed couple that's been together for 4 weeks, and they've humped in every position since, like, 2 hours ago. Like, they are just
it says
fun.
Chris's van on the van.
Oh yeah,
so
like,
you know whose van it is.
Right on the driver's
yes.
side. Whose van? Oh, it's Chris's. Because, you know, it's a hip-hopping, like, youngster mobile, a fucking rape van with hearts on it. Okay.
It has her address and social security number is written on there, phone number.
Just in case.
You know. You no big deal. Right. It's totally fine.
Okay, so it's Chris, who is, well, no spoilers, but has encountered Mr. Voorhees once in her past, as we learn. the sex crazed couple.
The fucking... That's right. I forgot about that. That's the worst flashback in the history of mankind.
It really took us nowhere. And she like, and they were like, they were really trying to stretch out the script. But I'm getting ahead of myself.
Oh, it's fine.
That's fine.
No, we're not. No worries here.
Oh, good. Okay,
yeah, you're fine.
Continuity. What?
Yeah.
And then there's like the fucking doofus, the guy that's an actor because he's got a mask, a fro, and can juggle. And then there's like the 30-something stoners.
He's a Jew.
Oh, I told him that already. I reminded her of his Jewiness much.
Was he Jew? Are you guys sure he was Jewish?
With that fro, he's definitely...
It was Jeffrey Ross, for God's sake.
Guys, yes. I was really picking up on the fact that he was Jewish.
Oh, no, it was very Jewish to me.
Oh, I mean...
He won his wallet.
Well, you forget Jason Voorhees. Jason Voorhees died at Jewish camp. We've established this.
Oh, God, did
but, he? But, yes, so... He keeps losing his wallet. What does he want? His wallet back. Jew.
Yeah, no, because he's the one buying everything.
Yeah,
exactly.
Jew.
His Velcro wallet. He wants it back.
Doesn't like black people.
Yeah.
Jewish.
Yeah, he sure doesn't. He sure doesn't.
He hates black people.
Yeah, he does.
Total Jew.
God, speaking of which, like, God. Not to sound terrible, but
what
was that
really? It's too late for that.
Oh, yeah, we're down the rabbit hole. But, like, those, like, that gang... What exactly is their purpose again? Except to like kind of draw out
the biker
main cast?
Gang. You mean the Three Stooges biker gang? I can't even remember. Like they start shit in the store.
Kelly will explain.
Here's the deal.
Okay,
so stupid Jeffrey Ross character chucks his wallet to the girl. He's desperately trying to get a squeeze on them boobies. And she misses because she's a girl, obviously.
She doesn't even reach out for it.
Just like
gingerly reaches her hand out.
Ugh, all right, well, whatever. And then it falls on the ground, and then this chick comes out of nowhere and just stomps on it and demands that the person that was supposed to be in possession of the wallet begged to have it back when it wasn't even hers to begin with. And she tries to tell her about manners. She's like, "This is how it works. When you want something, you say please." It's like, no, bitch, that's her fucking wallet for her friend. What are you talking about? Like, no one needs to kiss your ass. You're no one. And then they're just like, well, then we're going to hoist up Jeffrey Ross because we're just a real out-of-hand gang. Just a bunch of shitty asshole bikers. And, yeah.
And there's only three of them.
There's just three. It's the, like, pussiest, smallest gang that really has no business starting shit with anybody.
And the clerk could care less, too.
He's just like, oh, god damn it.
Again?
I don't care. Please don't steal, though. Like, kick the shit out of each other, fine. But, like, don't mess with my store.
And the main black biker kind of looked like the black guy from The Shining.
He really did.
Scatman Crothers.
He had a penchant for living, too, for some reason.
I told you, wasn't that the greatest twist in cinematic history?
It was face stomped on, and then he lives later.
Oh, yeah.
He attacks. Okay, so Jason kills the biker gang relatively quickly, but they did have a good reason. They take the gas out of the van, remember? They siphon the gas, so the kids are trapped on the farm.
They sure did show them.
In broad daylight, too. It was 9 of them.
In broad daylight.
None of them could see any of them. So
because
bad.
They're a badass biker gang of three.
But then it's like, but given the opportunity to swing and have some childlike fun, they'll take it in a heartbeat.
Clearly.
I mean, like, what is this, a dangling rope? Oh, I have got to swing here. I was like, really? Like, shouldn't you be scurrying away to be, like, discreet about this shitty prank you just pulled? Like, no? Not interested? Okay.
The beach is like 5 feet away where everyone's at, supposedly.
Yeah, and they're not hearing a peep of it, but they're like, yeah, we're really gonna get him, you guys. Oh, it's like, also, what? Oh, God. It's just like a jumble of frustration watching this movie. Because, like...
It's hardly a movie.
How did
yes.
they get there? Like, didn't they ride their motorcycles?
They had to follow them, yeah.
Well, yeah, but how come we never see those motorcycles? Where the fuck are those motorcycles when the gang
They couldn't
them?
Afford well, that. They could only rent the bikes for one day for that shoot.
And they parked them across the bridge because they knew the bridge would go out if they rode on it. So they're like, well, safety first, guys.
Let's just...
Well, they paid the ultimate price for their prank.
Death.
Yeah, they're dead. They could have just let it go. And I mean, like, But, like, the black dude, like, got his head kicked in, survived that, then came back to, I don't know, make a stand of some kind, and then got his hand cut off, and then died. Like, he got Luke Skywalker'd and didn't even live, and it was just pointless. They could have just left him dead.
All it did was it bought Chris 10 seconds.
And did she use
of
him?
Screaming time.
Did she utilize him in any productive manner whatsoever? No. It's like any...
Biker Scatman Crothers died for nothing.
Yeah, they brought him back and killed him for absolutely no reason.
They must have forgotten that he got his face stomped on.
Also, if I were him, I would be like, oh man, looks like there's a ruckus over there. Great, the perfect opportunity for me to get away unscathed. But no, he just popped up and was like, hey, oh shit, my hand. Oh god, my life, it's all...
and by the way, what? For a man who had his face beat in with like a mallet, he seemed to be okay. There was no damage to his face. Not even a bloody nose.
No.
He was fine.
Mm-mm. And I mean, like, yeah, no like cranial damage, just nothing?
Like, I know black don't crack, but this is ridiculous.
That's on another level. Like, he just had, like,
oh, yeah.
a bit of an open sore on the side of his head, but, like, anything else? No, not really.
He's fine. Jason was really just stomping in the hay. He was just patting it down with his feet.
You know, two birds with one stone. We gotta mat this hay down, and then also...
Just don't move, buddy. I'm gonna stomp it for you, all right? Just get it nice and neat. You can take a nap.
Just cuddle up, buddy. Just sleep that concussion off. You'll be fine.
No problem. Please do not attack me again, all right? I'm begging
He's
you.
Like, please, God, just knock it off. Let's call it even. Right, brother? And then didn't. Couldn't leave good enough alone. Just then he died.
He wanted that white poon.
Real bad.
Yeah, he was like, ooh, what?
Wasn't even picky. Right, so they went down pretty quick. But then I felt like they dragged out everyone else dying as long as possible.
And Jeffrey Ross had like 5 different teases before he actually died.
God.
But then you thought it was a practical joke because he's a goofy practical joker, but he really got his throat slit.
Yeah, he did. And I mean, like, worst of all, he died in a fucking wetsuit that he looked terrible in.
It was awful.
He looked pretty bad.
Like, he looked like he was wearing a blackfish costume to like a Halloween party.
Well, and also he gets killed in daylight, but then he lives at least half an hour with his throat slit.
Oh yeah.
Stumbling around aimlessly.
Doesn't he die off screen?
No,
though?
He comes back later. He pops up for
he comes to the door cuz he scares the pot smoking
guy. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But again, this is much later, because the sun goes down, he's wandering.
You don't even see anything. He just, like, goes to the bar and is like, this seems safe, and closes the door.
Oh, yeah, that bar was, like, it must have had some sort of endorphins, like, pumping out of it to
sucker people in. Everyone was just Coke dust. So drawn to it. They're just like, god damn, there's some fucking pheromones in that bar, and I gotta get over there, like, ASAP. Truly.
Well, let's not forget that this movie is iconic because this finally brings us to what we now know as Jason Voorhees with the hockey mask.
I can't believe it took that long. Like, I really had no idea because I feel like I've seen parts of the first one and I knew the second one existed.
It existed.
Yeah. The third one is just, I mean, I think the perfect installment to walk into. For me, at least.
Yes, yes.
I mean, because I saw Kevin Bacon die, and I think at least, like, one set of titties in the first movie, and then...
They're very brief. There's some, like, half nips poking out.
No, but in the
Well, this one
movie,
was pretty shy on
got,
titty.
Weren't there...
No, like, there's, like, side boob, which is getting boned by Kevin Bacon. There's, like, just little brief nips.
Well, this one didn't have much. This one just had, like, shower titty.
Yeah.
Not even. It was, like...
Barely.
You got the slope, and you got, like, glances at the nipple sometimes, but... That was it.
And it wasn't even nipple, it was areola because she had huge areolas.
Oh, yeah, they were some dinner plates for sure.
Big time.
Rosie Perez tits.
Yeah, it was just like, I felt like there was never going to be any payoff with the boob, and you know what, there wasn't. Like, you got like a small flash, like once or twice when her stupid fucking boyfriend walked in on his hands, because why not
best
do
death.
That?
That is the best death
won.
In that movie.
He definitely won.
I like to shout afterwards when he stuffs his body up on the rafters, it's like...
It's so easy.
As she's reading an interview with Tom Savini and Fangoria.
Oh, God. Because I mean, why not?
That was so meta.
Oh, super meta. But then, like, he just folded up her boyfriend like a fucking Chinese acrobat in those rafters, and it was just a done yes. deal. But it took...
And those rafters that are, like, 18 feet high.
I just...
For that, like, 5x5 foot room.
But, like, yes. I feel like Jason Voorhees is immortal. He's magical. Like, he can fly. He can survive. Oh, he sure is. Like, he's got wings somewhere. I don't know if he flies up with his big, like, retard ears or, like, what the gimmick is, but somehow he makes his way up. He finds a way. He's very resourceful. Well, he's like a MacGyver of sorts, but I think all of these, like,
demons are,
demon guys are, yeah.
I think we need to discuss this Chris flashback.
Oh, gosh. Because her parents got pissed off. And her mom slapped her, so she ran away.
Did they have sex that night?
I'm not sure. I didn't catch that because we were talking. Yeah. Honestly, I don't.
No,
really
the guy
remember.
Never. No, he never gets it. He just gets his head crushed.
No, no. But like the night that she's recalling, did they have sex when she's like, "Well, I mean, that night with you, I just had such a great time. I didn't even care about breaking my curfew." And I was just like,
maybe
what?
It was just anal, so she was like...
Still a virgin, technically. In the eyes
get
of
that
God.
Poon?
So. In the eyes of...
The muff was fine.
Yeah, I've heard of people doing that before, and it's honestly baffling. That and soaking. I'm 12-year-olds
do it. It's fine.
But...
Oh, gosh. Well, I'll leave that one alone.
Yes. But, yeah. So she goes home, and her... She's like, oh, my mom, she was so mad at me. She slapped me. She's never hit me before. And it just made me go like, God, between this and True Detective, I'm really missing the days of, like, parents being able to just, like, slap their kid across the face, like, every once in a while when they're out of line. Like, not, like, full-on beating and, like, terrible child abuse, but just like, hey, you've really crossed the line here. I'm going to give you, like, 5 across the eyes. And now you're never going to break curfew again.
And she deserved it.
Oh, True Detectives does do that, by the way.
Yes, they do. They sure do.
And I felt like she deserved it.
You're the varsity and the slut cheerleading team.
No. She's the captain of the varsity slut team.
Captain of the varsity slut
team. Thank you,
Kelly.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes, very good.
I quoted that to somebody the other day, so that's fine.
Yes, very good.
Yes, God bless me. Anyway, so I love how she's like, yeah, I just slept out in the woods to teach my parents a lesson. I'm like, at what point in your head were you like, this is a great idea. I'm going to sleep out in these fucking creepy-ass woods, and that'll show my parents. Like, wouldn't you run away to a friend's house or just, like, a tree house even?
Not possible. No. And then Jason comes along. He's just trimming some hedges with his machete. Doesn't mean to scare anybody. Late at night.
No.
Bench trimmer.
Minding his own business.
Just hacking away.
Then this bitch is probably...
Well, he was on his... He was finished killing the girl in the second movie at the beginning. And he was on his way back to Crystal Lake when he stumbled upon this girl sleeping under a tree.
Which, I mean, I have two responses when I see women sleeping under trees. Either I'm going to rape them or kill them. And he didn't get to do... Well, I don't know. He might have raped her. She blacked out, and her parents never spoke of it again.
And she somehow ends up in her bed.
Just mysteriously.
He just drops her off.
And it really has no payoff, either.
There is no payoff.
No.
There is no payoff at all.
It almost just lets you know who the heroine's going to be. Like, that's it. It's
call
like,
her that.
Yeah, I'll grant you, but it's...
She doesn't even do anything. She just screams and runs.
No, she's
none
like,
of them do.
Mm-mm.
She's the worst.
Oh my God. So many opportunities to just like fucking utilize that time, but instead she pants or is like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a bale of hay over this fucking attic door and then he won't be able to get up. I'm like, bitch,
so
if you can move that, then Jason is just going to bust through it with like one finger. There's not even going to be an issue. So instead, you could be like, hey, I'm going to like get the shovel and get ready to just beat the shit out of him until he's dead. No. Instead, I'm just gonna go and hide and pant real loud. I'm just like, oh my God, I can't fucking take
this. She deserved to die.
She sure did. And she lived. God, she's so, like, undeserving of her life.
They could kill everyone in
this
movie.
Not only did she... But the thing was, the movie ends with a dream sequence. Again, this movie has... The last 5 minutes are all a dream.
Yeah, way overutilized.
She's on the boat. She's in the canoe. She goes to the house, and all of a sudden, dummy retard Jason's in the window.
I love you.
He comes running out.
Exactly.
And she's going, no! And then she wakes up screaming. They take her into the police car, and they pan over to dead Jason.
Ooh, they just leave
and that's
him.
The end of the movie.
We've left out a big plot point here.
Okay,
though.
Go ahead.
The mother comes and pulls her into the lake with like worms dangling out of her eyes. So it doesn't just end right there.
Right.
Like it ends with
her
getting dragged underwater, which is how it should have ended. Because I feel like I almost would have believed that more than her being like.
But that would have made zero sense.
Well,
zero sense.
None of this movie
what?
Makes sense. I'm sorry.
What? Not possible.
Oh God! But you know what? It was. I think. The genius of what's his name, Chris Cunningham.
Well, Steve Miner directed it.
Sean Cunningham.
Steve Miner directed it.
Steve Miner
again,
was like,
number two,
Why not do both? We'll have the shock scare ending and the real ending.
No,
because it worked in the first one, so he wanted to do it again. He was like, why not?
Yeah,
hey,
bring
Steve?
It back.
Well,
no.
Again, that's like they're padding out the time. That was an extra 5 minutes.
Right, yeah. Because it was only 95 minutes, so it was a short movie.
Yeah, it's real short.
Truly the slowest moving credit sequence I think I've ever seen.
Oh, no, yeah. They were just like, please, dear God, make this so we can put this in theaters. Just a little bit more, guys.
I feel like they started crediting the trees at some point and then just like giving them character names and be like, I don't remember Eddie, but yeah, I guess he was pretty good.
Janitor, what's your name? Okay, put it in there. Did anyone have kids when they were in the shoot? All right. Who stole them?
I bet they probably credited the rabbit. Yeah. Oh, God, that rattlesnake that jumped out. I'm sorry, they're like, oh, no, a rattlesnake, ah! But it's like, hey, these rabbits are dead. But, like, snake doesn't take a bite of its, like, prey.
No.
It just swallows it whole, kind of like me when I go to Taco Bell. But, like, but instead it's like,
clearly.
No, this rattlesnake just, like, takes bites of the rabbit first. And it's just like, no, that rabbit would be in this snake. Just rotting. It would not be just like picked apart. Oh, infuriating.
And earlier, we forgot to mention the scene where the cops almost get them with the weed. That was hilarious.
And their decision is to start eating it. Eating the weed.
It looks awful.
Oh, God, no. Like, can you imagine just opening a jar of oregano and just dumping it into your mouth? No.
How many takes did they do that scene? Must have been
100?
1,000?
I mean,
at least
1,001.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Steve Miner is known as a one-take pony.
Is that on his Wikipedia, or where does that live?
Oh, it's on his yard sale sign outside of his house.
Come on in to Steve Miner's yard sale. He's a one-trick pony, Vin Diesel.
Next time, Vin Diesel. Though Steve Miner, if you look him up on IMDb, he actually has... a decent
career.
Well,
I was telling her that he directed Soul Man, and that ended it for her.
Shut up. Just cut it.
No one likes Soul Man.
No one likes Soul Man. Also, I love that if you go on IMDb for this movie, there are three people that have headshots. Jeffrey Ross, who is, jokes on us, a production attorney and probably fucking super rich. Chuck, who is the stoner, who is dead in real life. He died last year.
Aww.
April 8th. 2013.
We cried.
We lost.
It was sad.
We lost a real champ, and heaven gained one more angel. And the mom was credited, but everyone else, no fucking photo, no headshot, nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, it was real sad.
These movies tend to do that. They're the great career enders for a lot of young actors.
I think they're more of like a career beginner ender. So it's like, you really think you're taking
yes, exactly.
off, becoming a part of this huge franchise? But really, it's just, like, the end of your dreams.
Yes.
We're here to crush your dreams.
We're here to kill them.
Literally.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing you showed your. It's a good thing you showed your titties, because now you can marry a producer and divorce them and get a good payment out of it.
Sounds like somebody I know.
Kyle Scott.
Pretty much. Those titties earned him a hefty paycheck.
Mm, yes.
A hefty paycheck indeed.
Large areolas.
And Casey Lauer.
Gingerly enjoying a cup of coffee.
Ooh, yummy.
Yeah, it's real tasty looking. I can't even tell. It's
but
wake up.
I'm looking forward to the next Friday the 13th movie because that's the one with Corey Feldman.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. Yeah. Was there anybody in the second one?
No. There's literally nobody.
So it's like, the first one, there's Kevin Bacon, nobody. Jeffrey Ross, Corey Feldman. What comes after that? Like,
Corey Feldman has a cameo in part five, I think. Because he was too busy to do a part five.
Spoiler, he lived. What a shame. What a goddamn shame.
Well, no, because the character, he exists like as different actors,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Because he comes back in part five briefly, and then they flash forward, and then it's someone else. So, because he was doing another
it's
movie.
It's Corey Haim.
He was doing some other movie. I forget what. Something better. Something better.
The Burbs. Probably The Burbs.
I was going to say Goonies. I think it was Goonies.
Mouth?
No way.
Could be. But is he supposed to be like a young teen? Is he older? I have too many questions.
Well, I haven't even seen it. So
plus, I don't even know like what year these movies came out.
Well, this is 82.
All right.
Let's see. Part four, final chapter.
I'm going to guess 83.
Oh, 84. They took their time with this one.
Oh.
Jesus.
God must have spent a little more time on you, Friday the 13th, part four.
Let's see. A New Beginning was 85. Okay, so let's see. 85, Corey Feldman. Let's take a look. All right. Damn. This is good. This is good radio. On, keep it up.
Okay, so I feel like they tried to relaunch all of these
Goonies.
Movies, like, in the past, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
But that just, like, didn't happen. Am I right? I mean, oh, wait, no, they did, like, two Halloweens, but then they were like, okay, yeah, no, seriously, this is just bullshit at this point, right? We should stop. We're gonna stop. Let's stop.
You wanna stop?
We should stop.
All right, let's stop.
And then they're like, yeah, so then I think if we give it, like, another, like, 7 years, they'll probably resurface again.
Well, they're working on another one that's supposed to be, like, a found footage movie.
I can't even fucking...
And Jason may or may not be in it.
Oh, that means
he's
will
he's the
be.
Cameraman.
Yeah. Of course.
I'm sorry. At what point in time are, like, producers in Hollywood going to be like, hey, these found footage films really don't make shit. Like, they are terrible. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just a little bitter from spending money on seeing Apollo 18 in theaters.
What? That's your own fault.
Man,
You're the reason why they keep making those movies.
That was like 3 years ago, and I have not done anything like that since, so I don't appreciate this judgment, fellows. Yeah, the aliens are moon rocks, so joke's on me, I guess. It was the laugh riot of 2011, though, let me tell you something.
It was moon rocks?
Yeah, the moon rocks are actually like these weird spider aliens, and that's what's killing everybody.
That's scary.
Yeah, no, it's awful. It's just not even good.
They weren't Transformers?
I mean, I was really hoping for a little bit more, but no, not even Transformers. It just had legs sprout out, and then they climbed into your system and your veins, and yeah, I remember too much about that movie.
Wow,
it's like it was on last night.
It was. Not.
You own the Blu-ray, just be honest. It's
fine. Won't.
Richard, you're so mean.
I own Freddy vs. Jason on Blu-ray. I'm not afraid to admit that.
I mean, I just bought Bring It On off of Amazon like a week or two ago.
It was like $1, so
Jesus.
It's fine. It was $5 with my Prime shipping, okay. So and freshly sealed, I might add.
Did
so.
It come in a helicopter to you?
I wish
unmanned,
did, but
nah.
The drone?
Yeah. Drone to your house. Like,
he just
minutes.
Parachuted onto my balcony. And was like, thanks, Amazon. And off they went. God, that is a terrible idea. Like, I just feel like that could go wrong in so many ways. But I'm getting off topic here.
Oh no, it's fine. Oh. Sorry. Let's go ahead and call. Let's go to Camp Crystal Lake and have a drink.
Rockin'.
All right.
Good night.